Cheka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 12:30, Johannesburg 10:27 en Mbombela 13:30.
On the R21 southbound link from the N1 highway in Pretoria, that is very slow, and serious traffic from Eilandsdown down towards the Reading interchange at the N12 R59.
In your sport, the Proteas men more competitive on day two of the first test against Sri Lanka. The visitors now 72-1, trailing by 221 first innings runs, and the Boks return to action for the resumption of the URC.
Die verkiesingskommissie in Limpopo sê alles is gereed vir volgende week woensdag se tussenverkiesings in Tabazimbi. Die munisipaliteit is in September onder administrasie geplaas na voortdurende onstabiliteit, dit nou sedert die 2021 verkiesings. 400 kandidate ding mee om 12 wyke te dien. Die voorsitter vir die verkiesingskommissie in Limpopo sê minstens 51,000 inwoners is geregistreer om te stem.
5 independent candidates and 400 political party candidates will contest the forthcoming by-elections. Of these, 214 are male and 191 are female.
Dan maak ons 'n draai in Noordwes. In Stilfontein het nog 3 onwettige myners na die oppervlak gekom by 'n verlate goudmyn. Die polisie het bevestig dat die 3 vanoggend uit skag 10 gekom het en meer soortgelyke gevalle word die res van die dag verwag. Gister het 20 myners na die oppervlak gekom. Intussen het Johannesburg Water die boodskap oor onwettige waterkoppelings aan gekaapte geboue in die middestad.
Currently, we've partnered with our JMPD and SAPS, together supported by internal security resources, to carry out these removal of illegal connections and ensuring that bylaw enforcement and the bylaws are respected and enforced.
Die watervoorsiener se senior operasiebestuurder Logan Munsami het die media vanoggend toegespreek oor die stand van watervoorsiening in die stad en sê verskeie onwettige koppelings in informele nedersettings is reeds afgesit. Gauteng se waterprobleme trek ook nasionaal aandag. Die woordvoerder vir die departement van water en sanitasie, Wisane Mavasa, waarsku dat die Valdam daagliks leeg raak. Damvlakke staan op 29,2% en sak nou weekliks met 2% volgens haar is daar gebeurlikheidsplanne.
With the upstream dams to release water to augment what's currently available. However, you know Gauteng water challenges right now. We still continue to urge members of the public to use water sparingly.
En in die Midde-Ooste het Israel 'n aandklokreël ingestel in die suide van Libanon nadat 'n skietstilstand in die gebied bereik is. Nou op X het Israel die Lewiete voorgelees vir Libanese burgers en ek haal aan: It's strictly forbidden to move or travel south of the Litani River starting from 5 PM until 7 AM tomorrow. Those south of the river must remain where they are. Ten slotte, die minister van sport, kuns en kultuur, Gaiter McKenzie, het aangekondig dat sy departement opdrag gaan gee vir die vervaardiging van dokumentêre programme wat die lewens van 25 lewende legendes in die kreatiewe bedryf wil vier. Dit volg op 'n vergadering met die eindste legendes vroeër vandag.
You have already performed for all the time that you had to perform. You have fought for all the time that you had to fight. That time is over. I am here to tell you in my department and the deputy minister, we are going to make sure that you are our first priority.
Nou, van die legendes is John Carney en David Motibi. Ek is Marlene Fischer. Our top story this hour, the Independent Electoral Commission in Limpopo says it's all systems go for by-elections at Tabazimbi next week, Wednesday.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.